Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A month after they were approved by the U.S. House, House impeachment managers delivered the two articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate yesterday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed them. House managers will now return to the Senate today to exhibit the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell describes the oath that members will then be taking later today.
Then the Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators. We'll pledge to rise above the petty factionalism and do justice for our institutions, for our states, and for the nation.
The trial itself will begin on Tuesday. The president of Guatemala says Mexico has blocked a caravan of migrants headed to the United States, saying they would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
States, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
The U.S. Senate votes today on a major trade agreement with Mexico and Canada meant to replace NAFTA. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, is expected to pass and go to President Trump for his signature. Britain's Prince Harry making an announcement yesterday, the first time he'd been seen publicly since the start of the row over the recent announcement that he and his wife, Duchess of Sussex Meghan Markle, would be stepping away from their duties as senior members of the British royal family. Harry saying the 2022 Invictus Games will be in Dusseldorf, Germany.
In 2022, the Invictus Games will travel to a new country, a new home for respect for our armed forces.
The annual game showcased the talents of sick and injured service members and veterans. The wrestling world's mourning the loss of Rocky Soul Man Johnson. He's died at the age of 75. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For the first time in history, the Pope has named a woman to serve as manager of the Vatican's Secretary of State's office. USA's Wendy King reports.
Francesca Di Giovanni, a 27-year-old professional in the Catholic Church. Pope Francis announced her appointment as Undersecretary for the Section of Relations with States. Di Giovanni has worked in the multilateral sector and focused on migrant and refugee matters in the office, and she specializes in international humanitarian law, communications, private international law, and intellectual property and tourism. The move is in line with Pope Francis's prior comments favoring a greater role for women at the Vatican. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump today is to announce a new federal effort that he says will safeguard students' ability to pray in school. They can already pray alone or in groups at school, just as long as other students aren't compelled to join in. And there will soon be two new soda and coffee drinks on store shelves. Coca-Cola is launching three flavors, dark blend, vanilla, and caramel. The 12-ounce cans have 70 calories and more caffeine than regular Coke. It's been a success in Europe, so the company company decided it would try it here. Pepsi also announced its coffee cola last month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Back with you. How you doing, America? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Professor Robert Mann is back with us. We spoke with him last year about his book, Becoming Ronald Reagan, The Rise of a Conservative Icon. Robert Mann is a professor and holds the Manship Chair in Journalism at the Manship School of Mass Communications at Louisiana State University. So you know he's still very much riding on a high cloud after the national championship. Congratulations, LSU. He's the author of numerous books, including Daisy Petals and Mushroom Clouds. Professor Mann, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Just fine, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Riding high, enjoying everything is coming up roses for LSU, huh?
Oh, man. It's been an exciting season and a really exciting week.
We love accomplishment, and you know, these kids worked hard. I mean, all the kids in the NCAA, any of these college athletes, you know, it doesn't come easy, and here it is. I mean, it was a great contest, well played, and very enjoyable for all. So congratulations to LSU. Congratulations, Professor. Yeah, good deal.
Thank you.
All right, I've often said that it is experience is the great tutor, and it teaches us preference. And for Ronald Reagan, you know, who started out as a Democrat, but his experience, his life, you know, went on to teach him. He found himself waking up one morning and says, "Doggone it, I'm more of a Republican than I am a Democrat, huh?"
Yeah, yeah. And it was as I spell out in the book, it really was. For him, getting out on the road, working for General Electric starting in the mid-50s, speaking to a lot of small-town audiences in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, the Northeast, and the South, and really for the first time, really seriously just trying to determine what he really believed outside of the bubble of Hollywood.
Mm. Do you think a little bit of the same applies for one Donald Trump? I mean, Donald Trump, of course, here, you know, many would say, raised with a silver spoon, had a silver spoon kind of upbringing. But his experience in life was, he was there. I mean, he was mixing it up. And I think particularly when he did his work with the, you know, with the beauty pageants and that sort of, that really brought him down into Main Street America. And that seemed to have an awakening effect for Donald Trump in ways similar to Ronald Reagan. Do you see that as well?
Well, maybe a little bit. I guess I'm a little more cynical about politicians and mm-hmm. having worked in politics for a long time before I came into academia. I applied this to Reagan and any other politicians. I think that, and they're sort of like countries in the sense that they don't really have values as much as they have interests, and they're going to do what's in their, you know, especially those that are people in general who are politically ambitious are going to do what's in their best interest, and I think they're going to, you know, if they want a career in politics, this is what's the beauty of democracy, but they're going to trim their sails, tailor their mm-hmm. views to what brings them the most support, what brings them the most votes. I'm not saying their principle is totally devoid in politics, but I do think that we maybe imbue them with greater principles than they all deserve.
Yeah, I understand. They're in many cases very chameleon-like, to your point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that's, you know, I tell my students from time to time that often is seen as something to despise in politicians, but it's actually the beauty of democracy. I mean, that's why we elect the House every 2 years. We want our politicians to be responsive to the public's will. We want, you know, if there is a political movement out there, a shift in public opinion, we want our House of Representatives to represent that shift as quickly as possible. So we the beauty of our democracy is the Senate was set up differently to maybe the dish that cools the passions of the House, but democracy works because politicians tailor their views to the wishes of the people. That's what it was supposed to do.
Boy, the point you just made right now is exactly it. That's here we are going into impeachment, and you already sense that with the Senate taking over, there is the cooling of the passions, just as you articulated.
Yeah, and I worked in the Senate for 20 years for three different members of the Senate from Louisiana, and I wrote several books on the Senate, and I appreciate that body for what it does. I would change the rules in a lot of different ways if I were running the place, but I do recognize that the founders, in their wisdom, set it up as a place where it would be a little bit more deliberative, and that it would take a supermajority to do some things that only take a simple majority in the House, and that's the beauty of our democracy.
Exactly. Well, boy, all eyes are on D.C., whether we want to or not. It's almost like going to a NASCAR event. You know a crash is going to happen, and you just go, I can't look. I can't. Well, why are you here? Why don't you buy the tickets, you know?
That's right.
So we're going to have a little bit of that experience. But getting back to Ronald Reagan and his appeal, as you said, he learned so much by, you know, going in and doing, you know, even before retail politics was fashionable. In a way, it was the body politic forming his worldview, was it not?
Yes, it was. And I think for me, the most interesting thing was I was trying to figure out, how did Ronald Reagan, who gave this amazing speech in October of 1964 on national television for Barry Goldwater, who seemed to be this perfectly formed political person with an amazing message and just expertly delivered, perfectly delivered in almost every way, how did this actor, this sort of washed up actor, where did all that come from? And I think for a lot of people, they asked that question, like, you know, wait a minute, we didn't know he had these abilities. And so I wanted to find out how that happened. And it's a part of his life that's been explored a little bit. And, you know, it's always a chapter or two in biographies. But I wanted to dig deeper and find out and really document that journey for him beginning in the 50s through the mid-60s that took him to where he became this fully formed actor and really document his political apprenticeship. And a lot of it was working for General Electric and learning the craft of giving a good speech, learning the craft of politics, learning the craft of working a crowd and forming his own political identity.
It seemed like it was a confluence of all his talents being directed for a new purpose.
Yeah, exactly. This was a guy who, a lot of people, critics and some people who admire him, see his acting ability as sort of key to his success as president. And I think there's partial truth to that, but some people, myself included, maybe for a while, thought that this was a guy who was just sort of totally taking stage direction and he was just an acting president.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you only look at his acting ability or only look at him as an actor, that's easy to make that mistake. But stepping back and looking at the broader person changes your view of Reagan a lot.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think this is what gave him some gravitas, is that I believe that he believed. And that was translated, sure, in acting, you play a role and you make it as believable as you can and you own that role as much as possible. And that's why they win Oscars and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But when you are in a political environment, I mean, this is what's killing some aspiring presidential candidates, is you're finding out their substance is about as thick as a bumper sticker. That cannot carry the day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And so for Ronald Reagan, eventually, people began to appreciate that, hey, what you saw is what you got. Ronald Reagan, becoming Ronald Reagan, the rise of a conservative icon. We've got more from Professor Robert Mann after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, now in over 320 markets across the U.S. of A. Also, we got some great news, by the way. iHeart is picking up the show. We're going to be a part of their podcasting platform, and that is happening this week. And that's exciting good news, and I want to thank you all for supporting the cause here because, you know, when I came on, I mean, I've been away from radio. I mean, I don't know if you understand, but I've been in radio in Los Angeles for many years. guys, and stepped away for, gosh, I don't know, 25, 30 years away from the microphone, ran radio stations and all that, but decided to come back when a very, very dear friend of mine was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. And he was, for all intent and purposes, he's the godfather of Christian talk radio in Los Angeles, named Rich Buehler. And anyway, Rich eventually succumbed, but his wife called me while they were in the emergency room. Said, "Bill, Rich is in trouble here. Can you cover his show?" Well, while he was going through therapy and treatment and that for about 8 to 10 months, I sat in for his show. And it was such an honor and privilege to do that. And it was interesting because I thought that my days of being behind the microphone were done. You know, I'd been away from it for 25, 30 years, like I said. And interestingly enough, you know, a couple of syndicators came to me and said, "Hey, we think we can syndicate your show. Are you interested in doing this?" And I said, "Well, I didn't even know it was my show. I might be interested." But the thing was really comical, Professor Mann, was they said, "We've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before." And you know, we were talking off air a little bit. I think that this is what happens with projection, is people start to assume certain things. But if you know, for those of us in the Latino and Hispanic culture, we understand. I mean, we grew up with very conservative values. Now, some have decided to express their interest in one party over another, and hey, that's the American way. That's what this is all about. But you'd be surprised, by very nature, you know, people of culture, you know, whether black, white, whatever, you know, most values are very traditional and very conservative.
Yeah, that is true. And my, you know, I think that among me, just being conservative is a hallmark of politicians. Even liberal politicians are very conservative in the way they guard their careers and how they behave. You know, they're generally, you're not rewarded for taking radical acts in politics on the conservative or the liberals or the liberal side.
Mm-hmm. Well, our body politic has gotten to the point where you know, because of, you know, you can list the whole number, political correctness, this information age, and we live in this cancel culture. We spoke with Professor Alan Dershowitz a couple of days ago. His new book, Guilt by Accusation. I said, "Gosh, you know, I mean, here he is. He's been in a court battle for 5 years, Professor, trying to clear up his name." And the thing is, it's irrefutable. Even the person who has accused him, you know, her case has fallen apart. Even her attorney has said, "Look, you know, it's, you know, she's all messed up. I mean, her timing, everything. There's no veracity in this whole accusation." But for 5 years, he's been dealing with this issue. And I said, "Well, it's nothing more than what Brett Kavanaugh went to. I mean, this is kind of the new era in which we live in, is that people can be accused. You know, you're a professor. You're on college campuses. You've seen this, you know, throughout the country, where people are accused with this, you know, with sexual activity, and you know, next thing you know, careers of young men and women are you know, thrown in the dumpster and disrupted because of an accusation. I mean, this temperament is what is clouding our culture right now, and we have got to get through this because it's so debilitating and destructive."
Yeah, what, you know, this is one of the things that I really learned from Ronald Reagan, and I've talked about this a lot to my students and to other people around me. And you know, look, I think I outed myself last time I was on your show, or that I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump.
Yes, and that's okay.
You know, and so, but, and I, you know, we might not agree on the whole impeachment thing, but I've told, you know, I've told people, students and others, that, you know, that we cannot let ourselves be defined by our political views. We cannot let our political ideology affect our personal relationships with the people around us. We need to take care, especially. I'm talking to people on the right and the left. We need to really be careful about not letting politics get in the way of family relationships, the way of the personal relationships. We need to take care of those. We need to nurture those. Politics will, you know, ebb and flow, and 20 years, Donald Trump won't be here, and Nancy Pelosi won't be here, but our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters,
amen,
and friends and neighbors will.
Right.
We need to care for them.
Well, and that's that part of what I said earlier that applies, you know, that experience defines preference. I mean, in the midst of all this fussing that we have been going through, and particularly in the last 3 years, I say even during the Obama administration, we went through some fussing. And, you know, here it is. It's like, okay, we've exercised. How did you like that? You know, how are you liking that stuff? Going to Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, throwing biscuits at one another because, right. You don't like Donald Trump. Really? Come on. Let's go. Like you said, there's more important things like, you know, mom and dad and the kids and brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and you know, I think we need to learn to talk about politics in ways that, you know, we don't make it personal, or in my family at least, you know, I'm sort of the lone liberal among, at least on my side of the family, I try really hard to find things to talk about that we agree with, and we share this taste in music and other things like that, and so
right.
I work really hard nurturing those relationships and not making them about politics.
Yeah, I have a dear friend in Southern California. I go through the, you know, they're always inviting me for dinner. I love them dearly, and she'll tell me, we're not talking politics. I go, well, you know, yeah, I mean, I can talk about all kinds of things. It's okay, you know. And 2 minutes later, she's bringing up politics. I go, you just said the rules of engagement. You violated your own rules of engagement. You can't help yourself. You know, so it's, well, of course, I love to tease. And so that gives me an opportunity to do that. You know, just to keep the moment light, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just, you know, I think that what, and this again, I'm sorry for bringing this back to Reagan, but
after all, we're talking about Reagan, so yeah, let's bring it back to Reagan. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, it for me, as someone who did not care for Reagan, as someone who did not like Reagan, forcing myself to spend several years sort of living in his world and trying to get into his mind and understand him made me like him a lot more, and just reminded me that there are a lot of people around me who I disagree with politically who are very likable, good, decent people, and I need to always keep that in mind. And you know, I go to church with a lot of people who disagree with me politically, but they tolerate my crazy views.
Right.
They embrace me. They love me. They care for me and my family when we have a problem. And I just have to keep reminding myself that, that, you know, we're not defined by our politics. There's just so
exactly.
much more to us all. And Reagan really helped, you know, really helped remind me of that. I'm grateful for my time studying his life.
Yeah, it's so easy, you know, speaking of church, so easy to love the lovable. I mean, that's no big whoop. There's no big sacrifice. It's
right.
the unlovable. And the thing that I found in my experience, Professor, is the person that I least like is that missing puzzle piece in my life that I needed to embrace. And it's just like you get those moments, you go, ah! and then it keeps you humble and causes you to appreciate, the vast experience and diversity of humanity that God has created, you know, for our benefit.
Amen to that. I amen to every word.
Yeah, and that's what drives me nuts about this. I call it the spirit of invalidation that's existing in our culture today, is that we want to quiet voices instead of listening to them, because you just never know the wisdom that's emanated even from, you know, reading stories over the holiday weekend of young people in crisis and what they had to share about life. And they're, what, all of 10 years old? But they're at that crucible of life. And what they've been able to derive after 10 years looking at life and death is quite profound.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Most amazing. Well, again, congratulations on the book. Thank you.
Thank you for
fighting through, your liberal perspective. But that's okay to pursue this. I mean, you know, this is a blessing, and it's a good teaching moment for all of us that we there's so much more to learn, and we got to get out of our silos, because what happens in those silos is the pressure eventually builds up and something explodes, because silos can't exist for long. Eventually, they have to be vacated, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So get ready and turn yourself into a human missile, I guess. Becoming Ronald Reagan, Professor Robert Mann here. Professor, thank you so much.
Some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A month after they were approved by the U.S. House, House impeachment managers delivered the two articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate yesterday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed them. House managers will now return to the Senate today to exhibit the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell describes the oath that members will then be taking later today.
Then the Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators. We'll pledge to rise above the petty factionalism and do justice for our institutions, for our states, and for the nation.
The trial itself will begin on Tuesday. The president of Guatemala says Mexico has blocked a caravan of migrants headed to the United States, saying they would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Well, I'll tell you, in my travels, a lot of hacking going on. I mean, this flu season has been brutal, and our next guest is going to help us out because he's got some brilliant tips for us, because we know the first of the year and the new year brings us the height of the cold and flu season, which comes after the hectic holiday season. And so, as I mentioned, joining us today with timely tips for flu-free travel is Dr. Ken Redcross. He's a practicing physician and author of Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. Dr. Redcross is also the founder of Red Cross Concierge, with a patient portfolio that includes executives, athletes, entertainers, as well as individuals from all walks and stages of life. Dr. Redcross, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, here, the flu season, I was just reading again the other day, this has been a brutal flu season, huh?
Yeah, it has, Bill. And you know, it's interesting. I love to talk about the flu each and every year because we know it's coming. And last year I thought it was bad. And what's happening now, Bill, is that we're having a strain that we haven't seen in about 30 years. Mm-hmm. And that strain, unfortunately, is very difficult on the children. And so we're seeing more pediatric deaths this year than we did last year. Mm-hmm. So we all have to make sure that we're going very, very vigilant and working on being flu-free this year, especially as some of us are still traveling.
Yeah, so what is it about the winter months? Is it just the change in temperature, the hecticness of it all, the fact that we got a lot more traveling going on, so as a result of traveling and being in those those aluminum containers where we're all exchanging, bacteria and whatever, it just seems to exacerbate and comes with the season. Is that all part and parcel of it all?
You know, you're right, Bill. You hit the nail right on the head. It's kind of a little piece of each one of those things that you mentioned. We know that when the air gets a little cooler and a little crisper, the virus loves to propagate. And then you're right, we're in that tin can, and then the next thing you know, we're traveling and we're taking it from city to city to city. And then we unfortunately end up with the flu season this time of year. So all of those are all playing a part.
Yeah. Not to mention the hecticness of the holiday. We get really busy. We got jobs to do. We got important holiday parties to go to. So we're running ourselves ragged, and our normal regular discipline of 8 hours of sleep is compromised. We think, oh, well, seven's not bad. Maybe I can get by with six. I'll make up for it tomorrow night, which we never do, right?
No, we don't. And you're right. Look, the CDC says everyone listening, we're supposed to get 7.5 hours to make sure. Now, I always mention that to patients because sometimes in our society, Bill, we talk about not getting sleep almost as a badge of honor. Like, I don't need a lot of sleep because I work. Well, sleep heals. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we're getting enough sleep. And with that, it's also just as important that we're managing our stress because especially with those two together, they increase our risk for not only the flu virus but for other viruses as well. So we need to make sure that we're working on both of those in particular, especially this time of year.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Red Cross, I was one of those knuckleheads back in high school and college. Would operate on 3 hours of sleep. The President of the United States, they say Donald Trump's about 3-4 hours of sleep a night. But I learned the hard way that sleeping is restorative, it's beneficial, but it took me a number of years. And not only do I get a good number of sleep, 7-8 hours, but I also take a nap every day. Naps are good.
No, Bill, good for you. I need to have you come in. You're going to sit down and talk to patients with me. I can say, look, Bill does it. He's on the radio all the time.
Yeah, really.
So I love that. I think that's important. The other thing that's important, too, is the education piece about, well, how do I know if I have the flu or a cold?
Yeah.
So a flu is something, guys, you're going to have fever, well, typically fever, chills, and body aches. Now, our children may not be able to let us know if they're having chills or body aches, but they may have a tummy ache or diarrhea. And the first thing that's important is that we think about some things that are easy to get over the counter. I always talk to patients about a homeopathic remedy, Bill, that's called oscillococcinum.
I
mentioned this one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it has studies behind it. The studies already show that it decreases the severity and the duration of flu-like symptoms. The other thing I love about it, especially with travel, it doesn't require water. They're little micro pellets, Bill. You put them under your tongue and they dissolve, and they're also TSA-friendly and safe for kids that are 2 years of age and older. So everything, especially with our society now, is something that's easy, something that's quick and convenient. So when I talk to especially a lot of my patients who are traveling, oscillococcinum has a good space there. But we have to know the signs of what the flu appears like or flu-like symptoms. That's key.
Will Oscilla help us in preparation beforehand, or we just take it after we notice the symptoms?
Well, the best part of oscillococcinum is it's the first time you get those signs and symptoms. So I'll have patients who say, Doc, I don't really feel bad yet, but I did feel chills come on. I feel like it's coming. That's the time you jump on that, especially with the flu, because the whole important thing about getting management or figuring out how you're going to manage your symptoms of the flu are to make sure that you can still go through your day, that you don't give it to your loved ones, and that you don't get the flu that can lead to other complications, meaning pneumonia and some of the things we do not want to see.
Right. And, of course, what these flu seasons have done to us, they've made us all, germ sensitive. It drove me nuts when I was working for a company and we had, we'd have 80 some people and, they couldn't, they could not work, and they'd come in with their germs and everything. And it was like, oh my God, I was like a resident germaphobe going around wiping down phones and all this and going, wait, why are you doing this? Because you're sick. And the next thing you know, you take out two or three others. We'll work out something. We'll make sure you still get paid, but we need you home and getting well, not coming here and making everybody else sick, right?
You're right, Bill. You have to stay home, everyone. Luckily, there's a lot of telecommuting and that sort of thing with a lot of our careers now that we can work from home, so that's a blessing in a sense, because you're right. We used to always go to work feeling bad. So the minute that you feel like you're coming down for something, believe me, your boss will be happy that you don't affect 20% of his or her workforce. Mm.
Well, I get a kick out of the people at church. They come to church. I think they're expecting healing right there immediately, and God bless them, and I pray that they get healed right away, because I don't need them coughing all over me while I'm, having my time with God. It makes it difficult.
Right,
because, Lord, would you send down brimstone on that individual who was sick, spreading phlegm all over the place?
Well, exactly. exactly.
I'm so irreverent, forgive me.
Wipe down the pews, definitely. Definitely the wipe down the pews, Bill, that's for sure.
I'll tell you, we are a bunch, aren't we, in our humanity. Let's talk about some common sense things to do for traveling. I'm going to be jumping on a plane this Friday, and I have my normal routine, and I want to see if you've got some new ideas for me and how I can make sure it's a safe trip and avoid getting sick.
Well, the first thing I do, Bill, now, it's kind of funny. I have, like you said, a little routine. So the first thing I do is I get on the plane, put my bags away, and get everything together. I sit down, I pull out my tray table, mm-hmm. and then I have my wipes, my sanitary
yes.
wipes, that I'm able to go ahead and wipe down the actual surfaces of everything, even down to the armrest as well. And if I am flying and I'm treating myself and I have a pillow or linen or anything, I usually ask them if they have anything that's already in plastic. Sometimes you'll get the newer ones, and sometimes it's left from someone else's flight, which I would prefer not to. And the other thing I do, too, is I tend to turn off that little fan that when you get on the plane, it's always blowing in your face or your eyes.
Right.
I tend to turn that off as well, just because I don't really understand what's necessarily circulating. And when you get on the plane there, you're kind of a little bit in a petri dish potentially as well. And that's really to keep me from drying out, too,
right.
because you have to stay hydrated. When your mucosa are hydrated, it's a lot harder for the viruses to intervene. So that's the mucosa in your mouth, your nose, so you don't want to make yourself dry. So
yeah, hydration, very important. Also, getting up out of the seat once in a while, it's okay, right? Once it's safe to get out of the seat.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. And that's for a little bit of a different reason as well. Depending on how long your flight is, you want to make sure you're moving your muscles, making sure that, you know, your blood isn't stagnant for a while, especially if you're taking a long flight overseas or what have you. So it's always a good idea to get up and kind of keep the body moving.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left here. You got any other winter wellness tips that we should be aware of? And where can they go for more information?
Well, the important thing is that we want to make sure we're looking at particularly two groups this year, Bill. We want to make sure that obviously we're being very, very vigilant for our children, but let's not forget our parents or grandparents. The flu, especially over age 65, is very aggressive as well. So my website is Dr. Ken Red Cross. My social media platforms are after my name, Ken Red Cross. I love meeting new people or explaining things and sharing more knowledge. And by all means, feel free to reach out and say hello.
He's the practicing physician, author of Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. Dr. Ken Red Cross right here on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Ken, thank you so much for being with us. Stay healthy.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? It is time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And we've got the movie guy, Steve Evans, with us. 1917, as you predicted, number one. I got to tell you, I mean, I saw the movie. Powerful movie. And my thought, I shared with several other people, Steve-O, that I'll tell you, the theater was packed when we were there to see the movie, and we saw a special premiere of it. But my thinking was, this is so compelling. I can imagine any World War vet, any Vietnam vet, any vet of any kind of military action, this was so real and compelling that this could have been an emotional challenge for anybody. I mean,
I have a hard time with it.
Man, I'll tell you, I wasn't in combat. I mean, I served in the Marine Corps. I wasn't in combat. I mean, the closest thing to combat I came was, you know, training and, you know, at MCRD and Camp Pendleton. But, man, this is like something else altogether.
Combat, and then I think there was World War One combat, which was something really brutal. And it was an amazing technical movie to see. I mean, the shots that they pulled off, I have no idea how they did that. I mean, those long, continuous shots, the reason they did it was to keep you in the moment, to keep that tension ramped up. And it is an amazing film. Nominated for 10 Academy Awards, by the way.
Right. No, the technicality of it and what they did, what Mendez did in terms of the camera work and everything was quite breakthrough. And so we're going to see a lot more of that, because instead of sticking with the traditional, hey, look, we got to be, that camera needs to be anchored. It needs to be on rails. No, that wasn't the case. It was free flowing. And it really brought this sense of realism, and as you say, it brings you into the action in a very special way.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing film. Everybody should see it. It's it is about war, though, and it's again a rough ride in spots. So it was number one, like I say, 37 million last weekend, and Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, number two, making another 15 million. That movie has made probably about a half a billion dollars in this country alone.
Right.
We have Jumanji, The Next Level. That was number three. Like a Boss, number four. Just Mercy, rounding out the top five. And I finally had a chance to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood last
week. Yes. What did you think?
And it's just a terrific film. I can't believe how emotional it is.
Yes. No,
Tom Hanks is terrific. Or Matthew Reese is great. They're really on their game. It's a tough story to tell and do well, and they did it extremely well. I'm glad.
Well, and leave for Tom Hanks, and of course he got a nomination, and I'm sure you were that's what you were going to say. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he was nominated for Best Supporting. I thought he would be the lead actor, but I don't know how they do those things. But anyway, I was glad to see that happen, and I would highly recommend it. I mean, it's just a very special movie.
Talk about a feel-good movie. And don't you love that scene on the subway?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if that doesn't cause you to tear up, what a salute and acknowledgement.
I felt like I was tearing up throughout the end. I don't know why I was so emotional during that movie. It's just like he speaks to the child and everybody, I think.
Without a doubt. Well, I love it when Janot's wife tells him, oh, you're doing a story on Mr. Rogers. Do not screw up my childhood.
It was such an interesting angle that they took to tell this story, you know, about the... Everybody should see it. It's a great, great film. So the Academy Award nominations were announced. What did you think of all that last week?
I'll tell you, there was so much going on. I remember Tom Hanks. I remember a couple of others, but you'd have to go. We'd have to go down specifically. But there wasn't a big takeaway for me other than, and of course, you hear all the time. You hear the diversity. We go through the cycle, and you know the deal is, and I think that some of the actors and professionals, you know, have it right on. And that is that, I don't know that the Academy purposely goes out and says, oh, well, let's just look at, we did an all black season last time, so let's do an all white season this time.
Yeah.
I think good is good. And you got to look at what's presented there. And you don't sit there and say, okay, well, hey, let's make room for something, you know, and someone who's less than just because they happen to be a person of color. That reduces the significance of the award if they start doing stuff like
that. Well, they're trying to diversify the voting group. And this is going to be a long process. They've been trying since 2016. Half the people that they invited, they invited about 850 people to become members last year. And half of those were women, and about 30% were minorities. But you know, this is an organization that has been run by a bunch of old white guys forever.
Yes.
And until those guys step aside or die off or whatever, we're not going to have the diverse voting group. But to your point, just because somebody's an African-American or Asian, does that mean that they're always going to be voting for the African-American title or the Asian? Probably not. They're going to vote for what they like. So, anyway.
Exactly. And I think that when you look back on the breadth of history, were there some disappointments? Sure, like anything, like any other contest and that sort of deal. But I didn't take it so much as, because, you know, for example, one of the movies that stuck out for me was when Diana Ross, I thought that she did an outstanding job as Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday, yeah.
And to me, for her not to get an award is like, okay, well, as far as I'm concerned, you got an award. But that's me personally. I just thought she did a terrific job. And some said, well, she's a singer and she didn't really have to, you know, stretch herself. What are you talking about? Except for some, at least, again, from my purview, for some minor exceptions like that, I think for the most part, you know, they've made good selections.
And I think the one snub which I thought was really glaring was the director category. Greta Gerwig should have been nominated for Little Women. I love that movie.
Right.
It was nominated for Best Picture, I think. She's getting all kinds of press because she was overlooked, and so that can't hurt either. But, you know, hey, and if this whole thing is going to survive, I mean, this is a dinosaur, really, to begin with. It's a 4-hour show in an age of a limited attention span, so we'll see how it goes.
Exactly. Well, and we'll see what happens. I mean, if they have some Gervais moment to tell them, look, just come up here. You don't know what you're talking about. Get your little award and get your rear end off the stage.
Well, they're not going to have anybody. I mean,
yes, I know. That's right.
Yeah. This year, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, exactly. But you're going to have them, and they can't help themselves. Even after Gervais's disclaimer, there was four that still had to come up and, you know, pontificate. But, you know, bless their hearts. It's okay.
That's all part of it, I think. But we'll see how.
I mean, after all, you and I are here talking about it, right? I mean, right. how much more credence do we have, right?
Right. Before the show, we'll do a whole long segment about what we think is going to happen, if anybody really cares, but we can always approach
it. Well, of course they care.
Yeah, of course.
You have to care. It's just the way it is.
I get it so far into the weeds, because I see all these movies, you know.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Speaking of movies, we do have a couple that are...
Do we have some coming up?
We do have new ones coming up this weekend.
Okay. All right.
73% are recommending Bad Boys for Life. Now, this is Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett. They're back together for one last ride. Well, we'll see. This makes a lot of money. Then there may not be their last ride. Anyway, This is a highly anticipated film, according to the press release, Bad Boys for Life. Now, this all started back in 1995. Bad Boys came out, and then in 2003, Bad Boys 2 was released. It's been 17 years, right?
Yeah.
17 years since we've had a Bad Boy movie. Bad Boys for Life coming out this weekend, 73% recommending. I'm not sure how long they can hang with that title, though.
Exactly. But Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys, come on. You guys, you're too old to be Bad Boys.
Yeah, I think.
Some just saying.
Be hip with these, you know, running around like this. Anyway.
Exactly.
It's out this weekend. It will be number one. Well, I think people, you know, 73%. I'm not sure this is a critically acclaimed movie in the proper sense of the word, but I think people just like these guys and like to see them get back together.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then they'll do the sequel to Dirty Old Men or something. I don't know.
We can think of that one coming up.
Okay.
All right, also, speaking of remakes, we have Doolittle coming out this weekend. Now, this whole thing started back in 1967, as you may remember, when it was Rex Harrison.
Yes.
As Doc, 1967, that was actually even nominated for a Best Picture Award. And won a couple for Best Original Song and Visual Effects. That was back in 1967. And then about 20 years ago, Eddie Murphy came out with a couple of movies, big hits. He was Dr. Doolittle. And now we have Robert Downey Jr. In the title role in this thing called Doolittle. Not getting great reviews.
Yeah.
They say the story's a bit jumbled and, you know, the humor's a bit stale. And also, you know, Robert Downey Jr., nobody is really sure how he will be in this, in a part other than Tony Stark, which is what he's been doing here for quite some time. But here's the idea. After losing his wife 7 years earlier, the eccentric Dr. John Doolittle, played by Robert Downey Jr., famed doctor and veterinarian of Queen Victoria's England, hermits himself away behind high walls of Doolittle Manor with only his menagerie of exotic animals for company. But when the young queen falls gravely ill, a reluctant Doolittle is forced to set sail on an epic adventure to a mythical island in search of a cure, regaining his wit and courage as he crosses old adversaries and discovers wondrous creatures. I think it's probably a pretty good movie. Much better than 13%, I think, here. So it's also out with a lot of other family films, so it has that competition. But, hey, I think it's one to see.
Hey, it might be a profile for Meghan and Harry. What do you think? Maybe they could lock themselves up behind some walls and talk to exotic animals.
Yeah, I don't think that would be in England. I think they're looking at Canada.
Canada and Hollywood. They're going to be in your zip code.
Yeah, right.
Just for fun.
We also have a movie called The Wave, which looks interesting. You might want to check out the trailer. 67% recommending that movie starring Justin Long. That's what's happening.
We got a lot to, and there's still a lot to choose, and maybe in some cases to catch up on, Steve-O. But we love the Cineplex. We love the theater. And thank you so much for being with us. Have a great weekend. You know, big popcorn, light on the butter, as always. All right, we'll see you there. Take care. Steve Evans, the movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers.